Searching out my ways, making up my days. New car, counting up the ways, happiness is made. If you don't know the way, if you can see the wolf or the it's the wine from the water. But why should it matter to the fool or the dreamer? New hope, travelers in a storm, finding love is warm. New day, the world has just begun, our eyes have seen the sun. If you don't know the way, if you can't see the wood for the trees, tell them I'm from the reason. But why should it matter to the fool or the dreamer?
Please welcome fabulous musician, global recording artist in her own right, Julie Wagan.
Beginning to see, now I'm on my way. doesn't matter to me, chasing clouds away.
Some new things and some old things in the show tonight, and I hope there's something there for everybody. I'm going to get it going, something like this. And the first one of these is the one that I would kind of come home to every night, and the song that really convinced me that I should take this making an album thing business again seriously. And anyway, it's the opening track from the album, and this is called In Your Blue Eyes. Thank you. Stops there, it's just a place you go past when you're on the way to somewhere else. And anyway, it's set right at the edge of this landscape that's called the North Wessex Downs. And the downs are these rolling hills that roll away to the west. And it's the most beautiful kind of ancient landscape of the west of England. And we live in the very last street of this town. And in a house that looks onto these Wessex Downs. And my late brother and I, we shared a room at the back of this house with the most magnificent picture window. And as kids, we were very close in age, where he was 18 months older than I was. But we could see the weather coming towards us out of the southwest, and we could see the most magnificent sunsets. And when we were about 8 or 9 years old, and really getting into music, both of us. He liked Elvis and Bobby Darin, and I loved the Everlys and Buddy, of course. And we would dream about our heroes that, for us, were out there in that western sky. Because we didn't have a rock and roll record in England, you know. We had one record in 1959, 60, that was called Move It by Cliff Richard and the Shadows. And it was a great record. But still, our heroes were in this country. And I was the one, until the Beatles, and then they changed everything, and I was lucky enough to be in London, you know, at the start of that, and to be part of it. But I was the one lucky enough, really, only 10 years after that time, to come to America and to visit the land of my heroes. And I went to Nashville, of course, I went to Tupelo, Mississippi, and I walked the streets of Lubbock in Texas, where Buddy has been. There's not much there, is there, in Lubbock? I thought it would be a quaint, like, western town. You dream of that when you're a kid. But it's just a few oil wells going up and down. But it didn't matter, you know, I was walking those streets, and where Echo, his girlfriend, was, and then he wrote those songs about Peggy Sue. And my brother, he joined the Navy when he was 15. So I had that room for a couple of years. I had that room and that view to myself to get up to all sorts of naughtiness in that room. And that image has stayed with me, and I incorporated it into the title of our album. And this is the title track, and this is called The Western Sky.
Thank you.
the green hills. Listen to the night bird that made us cry with its lullaby. And we overcome and stand on the heights. And we'll be together in our dream. As we look around us, the world goes on. Strangers in a straightened dress, trying to find where we don't belong. Shadows in the darkness, just passing through. It's waiting there in the western sky. So bring me some redemption. Or take me home. Take me where my heart lies. In our dreams, in the rain.
it's so like you spend a third of your life asleep. Well, I don't personally, because I'm asleep. But I've spent several months tuning up. '60s. From the outside, everything looked like it was going swimmingly for the movie producers, and it was, I suppose. Really, it was a long, sort of slow success story, and I kind of missed it. You know, I enjoyed the '80s very much because I was aware of the '80s. I was paying attention, and the success we had then, I enjoyed tremendously. But you know, inside a group, when you're young and five young boys turning to men. As we were in the '60s, I think, you know, there's a lot of testosterone flying around inside that band. And some people were coming to the fore and others, you know, retreating or diminishing. And for myself, and that's the way it is with blokes. But for me, it was a difficult time. I was going through some difficult times myself and personally. And I was kind of losing people. The Grim Reaper was circling my own life, and I know a lot of you have been through that kind of grief. And I wrote some things in that time that I've never really understood. I was under pressure to write and to come up with songs that would, you know, be the first thing we record on an album, because it's, it was one of those things where people thought, oh, just love something, you know, so, and kick it off. And so that was okay, but these things just came straight from the heart. And I never really understood them, but we're going to do a couple of these things now, and I hope by the end of this tour I'll understand what I know about this tour. Thank you.
Understand.
Set, you know, on the album. And so I drove home that night across the, in Genoa, across the Italian-French border to where I live, and I got my old guitar, well, I got this guitar, actually, and sat down and stayed up all night. I stayed up and sat down and stayed up all night. And eventually, by the Monday morning, I finished this song. And I was so knackered when I came back. And Alberto was pretty tired too. He'd been doing a lot of sequencing and stuff on the album. And we decided to call a friend of ours called Anne Dudley. Anne Dudley is the most wonderful string arranger. You would have heard her stuff on Annie Lennox and Alison Moyet. And she was in a group called The Art of Noise, but she's the most respected string arranger now. And anyway, we called her up and she said, oh, I'd love to go, you know, it'd be great. I had worked with her before. So we sent her this song, and it turned out, we like the way it turned out. And we're going to play you our version of Anne Dudley's version of my demo. And this is called One Day, Someday.
Change the world.
All of that time I was travelling as well, travelling with the Moodies. A lot of you may know that we've been on the road so much the last 20 years, and it's been great. You know, we've been enjoying it, but I decided to go east as well as west, and I haven't been east really since I was turned pro when I was 17 years old. When I left school, I was lucky enough to get a job with a guitar player called Marzi Wild, a rock and roll singer called Marzi Wild, and the first thing we did was do a tour of the Middle East. And I hadn't been that way for so many years, and so I went east and made some friends that I hope to be with for the rest of our lives. And all of those years, really, I was carrying around this little song with me, and one day I had an opportunity to record it in a studio in Nice. I'd like to do it for you now, and this is called the Eastern Song. happy to say that we've always been welcome in Nashville, and Julie and I have played there many times over the years, and we've done the Ryman and the Grand Ole Opry, and I was lucky enough to meet some bluegrass boys and girls, and I recorded some songs for the Spirits album in Nashville, and we'd like to do one of those songs for you now, and Mike's going to get us going, and this is called What You Resist, Persists.
Persist.
looks exactly the same as all the rest, doesn't it? No. But I found this in a pawn shop in Seattle, Washington, and I just happened to be walking past this pawn shop, and it's not the kind of place, not the kind of district or the place that I would normally hang around in. But I saw it in the corner of the shop as I was walking by, and looking back and looking up, and I thought, oh, that's a sort of early 80s guild, what on earth are they doing there? And so I went into the shop, and there was all sorts of stuff going on, people coming in and trying to pawn their fake Rolexes for half an hour. Some money is pretty desperate. Anyway, I got the guy to take it down off the wall. He said it had been there for a while, because I took it down off the wall and I played it, and I thought, I cannot leave this guitar here. It's got a crack down here, and another crack goes right along there. And look at the back of the neck, it's had a rough life. I think it lived like on the streets, you know, when it was living on the streets. Seriously. And so I rescued it, and I hope it's got a better life. Yes, now.
Cool.
big old house one day I was telling you about, you know. And the phone rang, and it was an American voice on the other end of the line. And he said, are you the guy who sang Nights in White Satin? So I went, and anyway, because I've got a song I think would be just great for you. So he sent it around to Camelot. And I was listening to it the next day, and it wasn't that great a demo, and my inclination was not to do it. You know, I was not going to do it, because I didn't do other people's songs anyway. And so... And then, but that day, round the house, there was a young guy who worked at the Moody Blues record shop. Yeah, we had a record shop. And he was making a cup of tea in the kitchen. He'd come round for me to sign some papers or something like that. And he came into the baronial hall when I was listening to this demo. And when it finished playing, he said, "You ought to do that song." I said, "That's a great song." He said, "You know, that guy's really thought about you doing it." And so I said, "You think?" And he said, "Yeah, you should." So I was doing nothing. So the next day I went down to this this studio called AgVision, just behind Oxford Street in London. And I met a guy called Jeff Wayne, who was working on the musical version of The War of the Worlds, the H.G. Wells story. I met Jeff, and I met his engineer, who was also confusingly called Jeff. I met Jeff and Jeff, and I did the song that we're going to play for you now. And I did all the harmonies on it, and posted a bit. I did all the harmonies, and posted a bit of guitar on it. And I hope I made it a bit better than the version that I wrote. And anyway, it went so nicely, and we all had fun, that the next day I came back and I did another song on the album. And then I heard nothing from anybody about it for about a year. And then a phone rang again in the baronial hall. And I do get more than two phone calls a year. And it was this guy who I knew vaguely from CBS, who was a promotion guy. And he said, "You know that thing you did with Jeff Wayne?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, it's in the charts." I said, "Where in the charts, though? It could be like 193, couldn't it?" So he said, "It's number 33, and if you do Top of the Pops," that's a television show in the UK, "if you do Top of the Pops this week, you'll get in the charts, we'll all have fun, and it'll be great." And it did, we all had fun, and it was wonderful. And we like to do this song for you now. This is incredible. Sun is fading as the year grows on, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you can't. The small leaves lie on this dew.
way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop thinking about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been given has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me to lose the love I knew, you safely lead me through. It's through the silence of the mountains and the crash of the sea. The light is the land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. Thank you. to her setting. Never reaching the end. Letters I have written. Never mean a saying. Beauty I've always made. With these eyes for just what the truth is, I can't say anything more, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like floating in the air. Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end. It's impossible to say.